The summer travel season officially kicked off with this past holiday weekend. Data from the U.S. Transportation Security Administration shows nearly 9.8 million people traveled this Memorial Day weekend, about 300,000 more than last year. It appears summer travel is recovering from that pandemic slump. If we recall, last summer's travel season was marred with delays, cancellations, and pilot and crew member shortages. So can we expect the same for this summer's travel season? Our next guest has the intel. You may recognize her from one of her many programs on the Travel Channel or from the PBS series Places to Love. Sam Brown, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be here, Deepa. Thanks for having me on.
So, Sam, Memorial Day weekend, it was a big travel weekend. Some see it as a rehearsal for the upcoming travel season. So tell me, what did the weekend foreshadow about travel for the rest of the summer?
That it could go smoothly. I think all of us were waiting to see this weekend, and it was a huge test for the airlines, and they passed with flying colors. So I think all of us are feeling this big sigh of relief right now. Don't know what, you know, the future holds, but it looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it really did seem to be smooth. I don't think I heard any news reports of any of the drama from the previous summer. And I have to say, most everyone I know has some travel plans. My family's headed to Sydney, where we're going to see our sprawling clan out there. And, you know, I am a little nervous, and I think others are too. So I want to draw on your expertise for you to tell us common travel bumps and, you know, what maybe we can do to prevent them from derailing our plans.
I think there's things that are just completely out of your control, but what you can control, try to. So create a document of what happens, what you're going to do if your plans go south, right? If there are cancellations or delays, and then you're not going to make a connecting flight, create a document, have your confirmation number on it, the number you're going to call when something goes wrong, if it goes wrong, and then most importantly, have plan B, C, and D ready in your back pocket. Write it down, type it in the document so you can print it out, and that is your go-to list. If something goes wrong, you are ready. And what happens is, we're all a little stressed out when these things happen in real time. So if you do it now and it's just an exercise, it'll be a lot less stressful.
And maybe include like number 2A on the list is have a margarita, because then you'll feel like you're in summer. You're a little de-stressing, but you're also, you know, working through that list. Okay, so for people who wait until the last minute, I mean, I've got to say I booked my tickets back in February. Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions for how to put together a summer vacation plan at this point?
Yeah, I feel like people who didn't book 6 months ago, there's something telling them they didn't want to get on a plane. And I just want to tell you, go with that feeling. Don't get on a plane if you don't have to. Drive. Go somewhere close by. There's a lot of stress in going long distances, as you're about to find out and know. And so, you know, cities are perfect. So maybe there's a city that's a few hours away from where you live. And what I love about cities is they empty out in the summer. All the locals go away, but there are all these wonderful free events like festivals and concerts. Take advantage of that.
Oh, that's so true. Great point.
And then the Caribbean is a great place to be looking at right now because it's their low season. Again, so fewer crowds, you can get that restaurant reservation. It's hot there, of course, but it's hot everywhere and there's a beach. So those are two locations, cities in the Caribbean, where you're going to see a lot less crowds, better prices, and you're still going to have that summer vacation you want.
Oh my gosh, I would love a Caribbean vacation right now. But Sam, what if people can't make it to the Caribbean this summer?
Yeah, I think there's this idea that the benefits of travel, the rest, the relaxation, the recharging the batteries only happens when we're going miles from our, you know, thousands of miles from our home. But the benefits of travel really exist even 2 hours, day trips from your home. So just get out, even if it's a day or an overnight, just enjoy that feeling that travel gives us.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to throw in here, no matter where you go, be respectful of the people and the places where you're going. Do you have anything to offer on that? I feel like sometimes, you know, Americans roll in like they're the Americans. Anything you want to add in there, Sam?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, be kind. You are a guest. And it's all about really just kind of giving into another person's life and lifestyle and culture. It's not about holding on to your own. And I always say that, be kind, even in the airport, right? Like if you notice that there's a caregiver with an elderly parent, like if you're going to go get coffee, go up to them and say, hey, I'm going up. Do you need a cup of coffee? Like we can spread that kindness even right from the beginning of our trip.
Okay. And what does someone who travels for a living do for their summer vacation? What are your plans, Sam?
I'm actually going to, with my kids, I have 10-year-old twins, and we are going to London to do the whole Harry Potter thing. Then we're going to Amsterdam because we love that city. And then we're hopping on a cruise and exploring Norway. So we're going into the thick of it. Last year, London and Amsterdam Schiphol was pretty crazy, but I love travel and we'll get through it.
So fun. That was Sam Brown. You can find her on PBS hosting her travel series, Places to Love. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you.